Am I the Jerk? Maybe you are, maybe I am. Of course, as always, you can send your submissions to amithejerk1310@gmail.com. So let's find out who is.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Donnie.
Here's one. I didn't do anything but observed. At a fairly busy gas station, a guy finished pumping gas, returned the nozzle to the pump, then without pulling away from the pump, goes into the store, comes back out with DEF and windshield wiper fluid, and then proceeds to fill the DEF and windshield wiper fluid while still at the pump. Meanwhile, there are people waiting for an empty pump. People are so self-absorbed, he might as well have changed his oil. Is he the jerk?
I think so. If it is noticeable that other people are waiting for a pump, there's two sides here, because I would say yes, assuming that he could have moved his vehicle and parked somewhere else to do this. But what if there wasn't a space available somewhere else for him to do this?
I think if you're just going to buy it, it's okay. But if you start dumping it into your car while you're still there, then that is 100% jerk behavior.
You're a flawed guy. You're right on that.
Very flawed guy.
Yeah.
You don't replace the fluids while people are waiting on a pump.
Right.
The only fluid you can replace there is the gasoline that you've used.
Yes.
Have some common
diesel
courtesy
in this guy's
or
case.
Maybe just wipe off your car windshield with the dirty water that they have on the side, which I never use.
Really?
Anyway.
But you should do that while you're gassing
up. Right, right. Well, and if you're going to empty the trash in your car or whatever, while you have the pump,
you do that,
there,
take
you
care
do everything. Like, I feel weird just even walking into the store while my car is still there.
It drives me crazy when I see people finish gassing up, returning the pump, and then walking into the store afterwards, leaving their car parked right there as they go into
the
store.
That's prime real estate, man.
You used it.
You need to leave.
Right.
And especially at a huge, like a Buc-ee's, which people will do in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Well, they have enough pumps to...
But they have enough parking spaces where you can leave
and
then walk in.
Yeah, and you can shop for 3 hours at a Buc-ee's.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, if you're going to be in there for a long time.
Well, you never know how long the line is going to be. And there are always a lot of people there. So, yeah, gas up, get in your car, and drive off, and then go into the store. No matter what, you're just getting a soda. Just go in there and get it and park somewhere else.
Now, I will say, though, that to add some cushion here, though, if you're at a place that has 16 pumps and there's only two pumps, you and one other person, nobody waiting, yeah, you can go.
Oh,
the store
of course.
Then.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
But if you know if it's busy.
But if it's,
right, busy,
if it's busy,
you
people
should move your car.
And in this case, the example was that people were waiting on the pumps.
Right.
It's called, he's
again
trying to
awareness.
Change a tire and
right as he's doing transmission work.
Just, understand, you're not
just
the only
fan
person
belt.
Alive.
Everything. All right, here's another one. This is from a guy named Justin.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, his last name is Montemayor?
Oh, I know that guy. That's Monto on the Mac.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Excellent.
He's in a wheelchair.
Oh, thanks, Mino.
Golly,
he,
Mino.
He writes in, "Hello, fools. This one is from my childhood that my family still talks about to this day. One day, my dad came home and told us he and some friends from work found this new Italian place they would frequent for lunch and had been going every day or so for weeks. They became cool with the GM and even the owner. He came home that day and said he wanted to take us there for dinner. I was only 12 or 13 at the time, and when I got there, I thought it was really cool how this place treated my dad like a VIP. Fast forward to us ordering, and my mom ordered some chicken pasta dish and told the waiter no capers because she hates capers. When we finally got our food, it was covered with capers, and she wanted to tell the waiter to take the food back and bring a fresh one back. My dad, not wanting to make any waves with his new friends, begged her to just eat it rather than cause any problems with his new buddies. Ultimately, my frustrated mom took it to the manager and essentially ruined the relationship my dad had built with the place. I always side with my dad, but my mom and brother think he was the jerk. Who was the jerk in that situation?
He was the jerk.
Yeah.
Absolutely, he was the jerk.
I think you have that relationship, it will make it easier for you to say, hey, man, could you just... She did say no capers, so...
It's not like you have to go to them and yell at them, hey, what is this BS? You say, oh, hey, man.
Give me that. I'm going to need that for later.
Hey, she actually ordered this with no capers, and there's capers on this. Can
we
get those
allergic,
taken off?
It could kill. So.
Yeah.
And especially...
So, man, love this place. You guys are great, man. Awesome. Up top. High five.
A new place, I would be hesitant. But if I'm friendly with them, it would make it even easier to say, hey.
Yeah, friendly, I would for sure.
Hey, man, she said no capers and they're capers. You mind taking it back? And it feels like it wouldn't be able to ruin that relationship. If the relationship is ruined because of it, I may say that the restaurant may be a little bit of a jerk.
Right. Maybe the relationship wasn't developed enough yet.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't who you thought.
Right.
Yeah, they were being fake to you.
Mm.
A real chameleon to fit in.
And that is jerk behavior.
It is.
So we, well, Justin, we blame your dad, then the restaurant. Your mom is way innocent in this.
She just doesn't like capers.
Right.
Such an innocent mom.
Capers are what? The little pea things?
Right. Yeah, they taste kind of pickly.
Yeah, like the little,
do they?
Little,
yeah.
They kind of look like
peas, I like right? capers. But I'm close with someone who hates capers.
I think I'm happy for you.
I like the Muppet Caper. That's a good movie.
They are the unripe green buds of a prickly bush. What? That's what it is.
All right. Okay. It's fine with me.
Hey, guys. I was driving a Baldy.
Hey, guys.
I was driving in a left lane, and I usually drive between 15 to 20 miles over the speed limit.
Wow.
Definitely.
Man, this is going to be right up my alley.
It's a risk. Usually,
I have a lot of big problems with left lane drivers.
Gordon Keith.
Usually, I am passing people at a high rate. But yesterday, I had someone about to pass, but I didn't see them until nearly the last second. I checked my mirrors, and at a normal rate of about every 10 seconds, but the driver sped past me and flipped me the bird as they passed me for not driving fast enough. Should I start driving faster or am I the jerk?
Wait, so they're in the left lane.
Going 15 to 20 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Are they actively passing someone? We don't have that information.
No, we don't. And that's what he said.
He said that he did not notice that someone came up behind him.
Usually he said he's passing people, but
he didn't move out of the way.
And he didn't move out of the way.
Right.
And the person flipped him off.
Now, if you're okay, let's say you're in
60. That person is a jerk.
Let's say you're in
60. They passed him on the ride.
And you're driving 80.
Yeah.
And you're driving along, and that, I feel, and I may be wrong about this.
You're about to be wrong, I can tell you.
I feel that that's acceptable to be in a left lane if you're going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit.
It has nothing to do with the speed limit.
Right.
People need to start understanding this. The left lane has nothing to do with the speed limit.
I think you're wrong.
The left lane has to do with your relationship, your speed's relationship to the other car's speed. So if you're passing someone, you can be in the left lane. If someone is going faster than you and coming up behind you, you move over for them to pass.
Right. But if you don't
there's no carve out to, well, but I'm already going over the speed limit. So he's really going over the, so I don't have to get out of the way.
Hang on. If you don't see him coming close speeding behind you.
Right.
And then if all of a sudden you look up, you go, oh my gosh, and you're about to get over, but then they just automatically get over, then what can you do?
That's you can't do anything.
Even if there's someone in the lane beside you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's tough to get over. I'm not going to slam on my brakes so I can get behind a car.
You don't need to slam
slower.
On your brakes. I would actually recommend you speed up in order to pass the car.
I'm already going 90.
It doesn't matter. If you're parked beside a car and you're both going 90 in lanes right next to each other, you're in the left lane, your job is to speed up and get past them.
Right.
That's why it's a passing lane.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with how fast the other people are going.
I will say this.
Oh, no.
Okay. That was a great counter argument.
On a two-lane road.
Jeez. Hate you.
If you ever on, like, if you're going out east on 30 or 20 or something, and you're in the left lane and a fast car comes up and you move out of the way and let them pass you, because I drive cruise control on long trips, but then if I end up
in the left lane.
No, I get out of the way if somebody comes up faster than
but
me.
But if you're not passing anyone, then why are you in that left lane?
Well, I can tell you why.
Because you're lazy.
No, because I prefer to be in that lane.
You are my most hated motorist.
I prefer.
The people who just, yeah, but I like this lane.
I don't know
what to
tell
you. It has nothing
to
do with the function of this lane. I just like this one. I feel more comfortable over here.
I do, and I'm driving the car.
Oh, okay.
But I always move out of the way if somebody is coming up faster than me.
And you get points for that. You're correct in doing that.
So when
but
I
you
do
should
that,
not just camp over there in that lane.
And then if I'm in the right lane, And I let them go past. I get back in the left lane. And then what happens is people don't use their cruise control. All of a sudden that car is going slower. Then they move. I'm like, I have not even changed my speed. And then, they, of course, what happens 5 miles
ahead? Why did he
get
in front
of
you? Why did he get in front of you?
Because he was going faster than me.
Okay.
So I moved out of his
way. Why is he in that? If he's not actively passing anyone, then what problem do you have with him slowing down in that lane? He's just comfortable there. That's just the lane he likes.
Fluctuation.
But he likes the lane. It's just more comfortable.
I will only move out of your way once.
Fluffier over here.
I will only move out of your way once. And the second time, you should have maintained your speed like I have.
No, you need to not camp in the left lane. Just because you like that lane.
No, because then if you're in the right lane, you got to move into the left lane constantly because you're passing a lot of cars.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Which is ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. That's what it's there for.
That creates
the idea that I'm gonna be in the left lane because I'll probably pass someone somewhere along on this trip, so I'll just stay in this lane. Because lane changes confuse my human mind. That's so much work. Have this machine do all this changing direction for me.
I do feel there's a certain point to where you're being ridiculous on the highway if you're going 95 and expect everyone to just move out of your way because you're being a speed demon.
Well, no, because you're wanting to pass.
That's not because you want to pass. It's
absolutely
just
because it is.
You're on the freeway driving like a
speed
maniac.
Speed demon is also relative. I guarantee you'll hit some senior citizens going 55 out there, and they think you doing 75 is a speed demon.
Well, they should learn that's not true.
So if I can find one person in the world that feels you're a speed demon, then you have to drive however they want you to. No, that's ridiculous. Speed demon is a relative term. Is driving.
Mario Andretti over here.
So are driving speeds. It's relative to how fast people are going on that roadway at that moment.
How old is Mario Andretti?
78.
I don't know.
Now, I will say,
I enjoyed that you checked everybody's face to make sure we all liked your joke.
I just want to see if you guys get my references.
Yeah, we know.
If you are down with me.
He's 84.
Damn,
I wasn't
really?
That far off, yes. Mario
could have been one of 14 Andretti's, and I've been like,
damn it.
You know why I drive in the left lane if it's a three-lane road?
Why?
Because I don't want to have somebody next to me in the other lane, and if I'm in the middle, then there's chances of cars on both sides.
Yeah, we know why people camp in the left lane. It's not that we don't understand why that they prefer that lane.
Well, I've read traffic
studies. It's not about you preferring that lane. It's about that lane is supposed to be used for something in particular.
I see.
You're a real jerk.
Yeah. You know why? You know why I like to be in that lane? Because there's only one lane that people can be in beside me. Yeah, we get that. That's why people camp in the left lane, because it's the lazy lane. Because they like to get over there and they like to put on cruise control.
It's fun.
And they like to goof with their phone because it has less variables they feel they have to worry about.
I never use cruise control.
Why not? You're a speed
on these
fluctuator.
Highways, you can.
No, you
in
not,
the city.
Not around here. I'm talking about on
say?
Longer.
I said, because you're old school. You write checks. You don't use cruise control.
You can't cruise control
if you're out
on LBJ.
And now you can. I guess you could use it on LBJ because now we have adaptive cruise control, which does make a difference.
It does, and it allows for a safe distance between the car in front of you, which is actually better.
Right.
By the way, I have some breaking news. Apparently, Monty's situation is from an episode of King of Queens.
Is it really?
It's a real dirty joke. There's like 14.
Yeah, there's a few levels.
And he knows.
There's a meta.
He knows that I am going to put him at the top of the list because he's Monty.
Because remember, I said it's Monto on the map.
That is so wrong that he's trying to sabotage this show and this segment.
Dirty joke.
Yeah.
He's the jerk.
The sweet spot is very competitive with you guys.
That's the second time he's done
that. You know what?
He's banned from Am I the Jerk.
I am. I cannot believe he threw out a King of Queens and I didn't even get it.
Boy, what a...
And I watched the show.
Oh, and a note to Monty. Matt also likes using the handicap stall up here just because he feels more comfortable there.
It's a lot of room.
There's just a lot more room there, you know?
That's a lie because I don't do that at the work.
Uh-huh. Side note, I do like when Gordon's here because that means I don't have to argue with you guys. It's great. Yeah.
I cannot believe...
I can sit in for the voice of reason here.
Thank you.
He did that.
What a jerk.
Legend. That is the biggest jerk move we've had since we've done this segment.
He's gonna come in here laughing his ass off.
I just can't wait till I see his caper's face. Let me tell you.
Golly.
It's the first time it's ever been said. His caper's face.
His chicken pasta face. All right, that's Am I the Jerk. And Monty's the biggest jerk of them all.